Miss Short and Her Pet Giraffe, written and read by Louise. Room 2 was a very busy class. They did heaps of artwork. Their teacher, Miss Short, pinned their work all round the walls and in the cloakroom. Then she stood on a chair and stapled paintings up as far as she could reach. But she was a very short lady, and there was still heaps of high up space left. "That's it," she said. "I can't reach any higher. You'll have to take all your artwork home from now on." "We want some pictures on the ceiling," the children said. "We need someone very tall to pin them up for us." At playtime, Mary's ball went up on the roof. "I can't get it down," she cried. Mrs. Short tried to reach it with the broom, but she was much too short. Daniel was crying because his frisbee was stuck high up in a tree. And Kevin was crying because someone from the big class had thrown his toy car over the fence into the paddock next door. "I know," said Miss Short. "I'll just have to bring my pet to school." "What can your pet do?" asked Jessie. "He can reach things," said Miss Short. "Is it a cat?" Ryan wanted to know. "No," said Miss Short. "Is it a dog?" Kirsty asked. "No," said Miss Short. "What is it then?" Abby asked. "Just wait and see," said Miss Short. All the children came to school early the next morning. They waited by the gate to see Miss Short as soon as she arrived. "Here she comes," shouted Beth. Miss Short's little green car came round the corner. The roof was opened and a long orange neck poked out of the top. "It's a giraffe," shrieked Fiona. "A giraffe! A giraffe!" yelled all the children together. Miss Short parked by the school gate. She opened the whole side of her car, and the giraffe stepped out. It followed her into the school grounds. The children walked with them to the classroom. "This is Jerry," Miss Short told the children. "He has come to help us." Jerry had to bend his head down low to get through the classroom door. Chelsea climbed up onto his head and held on tightly to his ears. She was nearly touching the ceiling. Miss Short nailed a basket onto the end of the broom handle. The children put the stapler and their drawings in it and handed it up to Chelsea. She stapled and taped till all the high parts of the walls and the ceiling were covered in pictures. Then she slid down Jerry's neck and onto his back. Miss Short lifted her down. Room 2 now looked like a wildly colourful jungle. It was the best classroom in the school. The children clapped their hands, jumped up and down, and shouted with glee. The principal came in to see what all the commotion was about. "My goodness," she said, "what a colourful classroom." Miss Short introduced her to Jerry. "Welcome to school, Jerry," she said. "I'll have to get you to trim those tall trees by the fence." At playtime, Daniel said, "Jerry, could you get my frisbee out of the tree, please?" It took Jerry no time at all to do that. Then he reached over the fence to retrieve Kevin's car from the paddock next door and Mary's ball off the roof. At lunchtime, the children climbed on his back and whizzed down his neck like a slide. "Wow," said the children. "Your pet giraffe is choice." After school, the children didn't want to go home. They wanted to play and play. But Jerry was tired. Miss Short said that if the children kept the playground tidy and no one dropped rubbish, she would bring Jerry another day. From then on, there wasn't a chippy bag, banana skin, orange peel or lunch paper anywhere to be seen. Jerry came twice a week, and everyone agreed that being tall was great.